It's August 29th, and this is Scott Bergwin from KSOW Radio here in Cottage Grove. And on the phone, we have Steve DeFord, who is at Camp KC. And also, just to identify him, Steve is married to Michelle, and Steve and Michelle's son, David Johnson, was killed in Iraq last September 2004. Hello there, Steve.
Good morning.
What's the weather like first there down there in... Is it cooling off at all, or is it still pretty hot?
It's still pretty hot, but they're predicting rain for tomorrow, and it rained a little bit yesterday, and we had a tremendous thunderstorm Saturday, late Saturday afternoon. Best lightning show I think I've ever seen.
That's one thing Texas can offer up, that's for sure, some pretty amazing lightning. So we had a big weekend down there, I know. Haven't been able to talk to anybody since, last Thursday, which I believe is when you arrived there, is that correct?
Yeah, I got here late Thursday afternoon.
Late Thursday, okay. Well, of course, one of the biggest things, I'm sure there's other things that have happened, but was the road show that came, the Cindy Doesn't Speak for Us tour or whatever it was called, got there Saturday?
It actually only made it to Camp 1. I was in Camp 2.
Okay.
So I didn't really have any interaction with them. They were supposedly coming up our way, but they never did make it. I think there were two arrests, but it was actually fairly quiet. There were a lot of police, Andy.
Right. Well, I imagine there was an anticipation of some problems. And
yes. We heard that there was a SWAT team on standby.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I guess they had their demonstration at the football field or something in Crawford.
Actually, the whole town of Crawford.
The whole town of Crawford, which wouldn't take much, actually, because it's a pretty small place.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
about 100 people.
So nothing particular to report about that, huh, that it happened. I think you had a large influx of folks at Camp KC as well. Is that right?
Yeah, Camp KC, we had at least 2,000 people on Saturday. It stretched every resource to its limit. We ran out of food and water and ice at times.
Yeah, big barbecue, is that right?
Yeah, huge barbecue. We had people volunteering all kinds of food. We had a buffalo rancher bring in buffalo chili for us.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So so what kinds of things have you been doing since you've been there? Have you been doing a lot of interviews? It seems like every other Gold Star family member that's there has been doing.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of hit and miss because there are quite a few of us here now. I think between the Gold Star families and military families speak out, there were 26 of us here. And so the interviews were pretty spread out. I've done quite a few on it. And there's a large one scheduled for this morning because we're going to try and compete with the hurricane news.
Oh, yes. I have to admit, when I saw the hurricane, of course, concerned about the people down in that area, particularly New Orleans, but my first thought was... here's another distraction for George Bush.
Exactly right. but apparently the hurricane is not as bad as they had originally anticipated.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, so I know one of the things, the advantages, of course, of the location of Camp KC is that the president has a certain large press corps that follows him wherever he goes. So they are there pretty much whenever he's around, and that, of course, has helped. I think has helped. Seems like there's been a lot more coverage of this whole event since its inception than we've seen for other anti-war stuff for at least almost 3 years now.
Yeah, actually, there's a good-sized press corps. Cindy is living in a fifth wheel right behind the circus tent at Camp 2. And the circus tent, incidentally, was donated, and it was used as a GOP fundraiser tent for a $1,000 plate dinner. Interesting.
Yes. Well, an interesting personal note, which has really no meaning at all, but this relay I just ran up here, Hood to Coast, at Seaside, Oregon, they have a huge thing set up with a stage and all kinds of tents, and the tents look exactly like the Camp KC 2 tents.
Yeah.
So I felt... That felt a little bit like I was, part of it all.
We had a wedding here yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. It's amazing what these things inspire, isn't it?
That's true, and the people were actually going to have a large church wedding, and they decided not to, and they donated the money to the bus tour.
Oh my, I bet this
they would have spent. And I had a woman walk up to me yesterday and hand me a check for $500 for the bus tour.
You're kidding.
No, it's amazing. Somebody else had apparently donated $1,000 before that.
Wow. So what are your plans then? The camp, Wednesday is the last day, is that correct?
I think so. I think yesterday was probably the last big day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have press conferences scheduled today and tomorrow, but yeah, as far as I know, Wednesday's the last day.
Okay.
And then they're going to start the bus tour from here.
And is it, originally I'd heard that there's like three bus tours going on. Is that correct still, or is it, what is the current plan that you know of?
They definitely have three going, but they're none scheduled for the West Coast as of yet, but they're working on that.
Okay, well that obviously...
And they're hoping to catch people... And have people follow them
mm-hmm.
and end up in Washington, D.C. on the 21st of September.
The 21st, and then that's also to be there for the 24th of September, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. Okay. It's a big rally. They're mm-hmm. hoping for 1 million people.
Well, that would be, that would be impressive, of course. Anything. So are you personally going to be able to be part of this? Or you told me before we got on the air that... that Michelle, your wife, is going to be part of one of the tours, going to join one of the tours. Do you have any plans yourself?
No, I'm not going to be able to get off work again until the 24th, and I'm going to attend the rally in Washington, D.C. with our daughter.
Okay, very good. Is that that work stuff, you know? They just keep demanding you.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yes. Really?
But as long as they keep sending me checks, I'm going to keep showing up.
Okay, well, you're a smart man. So, can you tell me, Steve, is there, at this point, any personal highlights of your time there that you'd like to share with folks?
It's just an incredible experience, incredible highs and incredible lows.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, somebody delivered 20,000 roses.
Oh, my.
And we had several ceremonies where we would go out and place them near the crosses. And that was probably one of the most moving experiences I've had. Although taps every night at sunset is very moving. And I really have to just kind of stand in the background because that's not one of my favorite songs.
No, it wouldn't be.
But it is a very moving experience. We have a bugler who is a Marine who's out there doing this for us every night.
Mm-hmm. Same guy?
Yeah, he's one of us. He's an officially adopted kid.
Uh-huh.
Gold Star families.
Right. I can imagine. My gosh. Yeah, and to play that now how many times? It's...
Yeah. And yesterday Martin Sheen was here.
Mm-hmm.
Al Sharpton, I believe his name is, the Reverend.
Right.
He was here for a memorial ceremony yesterday. Yesterday was mostly memorial stuff, and it was very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It was like to say incredible highs and incredible lows.
Right.
All the support we're being shown by all these people. I've never had so many hugs in a weekend in my life. It's
mm-hmm.
just amazing support that people are showing.
Yeah. So, of course, coming up on your son, David Johnson, was killed September 24th, 2004. That's, it has been a... I'm going to say, reflecting what you said about that being down there, a year of amazing highs and amazing lows.
Yeah, it has been a year of ups and downs, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's why one of the reasons we're going to Washington, D.C. is we don't want to be alone
right.
on the anniversary date.
Okay, well, that's, yeah. I guess, amazingly enough, I just made that connection that it's just right there at the same time.
Yeah,
well, I think that's... Hey. I think that's very good. That's very smart. I'm glad to hear that you're going to be out there. And I assume that, I think Michelle, did you say, was going to join a bus tour on the 17th of September?
Exactly.
And so you two will reunite in Washington, D.C. then?
Right. With our daughter.
With your daughter. That's great. And we've told people this before. Last week when Michelle was there at Camp Casey, had a couple of conversations with her and told her how much we appreciated the two of you and some of your family members being here for our Memorial Peace Procession in Cottage Grove last March 19th. And the speeches that the two of you made at the end were definitely one of the highlights, if not the highlight, of the procession. And we appreciate yourselves putting yourself out there like that for all of us, because it would be very easy for you to, and it would be very understandable if you just decided to hang in the shadows and deal with your grief and whatever you need to deal with. And like I said, we do appreciate it very much. And of course, you're continuing to do it, and I hope it's a healing process for you.
It is, just because of all the support. And we thought about just kind of, staying in the back. But if nobody does anything, then everything's just going to stay the same. So, and it looks like the mothers are actually being the ones that are going to stop the war. And so if that's what it takes, I push my wife as hard as I can to get out and speak and right. do whatever she can too. Mm-hmm. Because, like I say, whatever it takes, if we can stop one more Gold Star family from being created, mm-hmm. it helped.
Right. Right, that is what it's about. And I think you're right. Of course, we have no way of knowing what tomorrow will bring, but I think that certainly, as Michelle and I talked about, it's in a sense it's so simple, but it's not something that you can do. You can actually plan what has happened. It's the mothers and the fathers and the families stepping forward and saying no and basically answer these questions is so simple but powerful, and it is really jump-started again the peace movement and pushed us ahead and hopefully going to bring this war to an end much sooner than it would have been otherwise.
And that's actually what we're, what we're trying to do now. It's all sort of focused on Cindy, and we're going to try and broaden that mm-hmm. and make it into a movement.
Right. Well, I think that's very good. And I think, of course, the media, unfortunately, the most of it has a tendency to want to focus on one person or one act or whatever, and then unless you shake them, they'll move on to something else.
unfortunately, that's true.
Yes, but you're right. That's our task. The task we all have had and still do have is to try to turn this into something that's going to be more than just a show, but is going to mobilize this or galvanize the movement that we need.
And I think this last weekend is really going to help, because we had people from every state in the U.S. there, including Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, my.
And we really tried to impress upon people that they need to get back to their own communities and get active.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked churches to start ringing their bells every day as a memorial
mm-hmm.
and as a wake-up call. And so people are supposed to take that back to their communities, too, and see if they can arrange those kind of things. And we're looking for places on our bus tours where people can have events, or where we can have stage events and have people in the local communities come out and join us.
All right. That sounds very good. Well, I can tell you that things are hopping in Eugene and I think some other places in Oregon. I know Albany is planning a September 24th rally. I'm going to a meeting tonight in Eugene. We're together with Eugene folks. Of course, I'm from Cottage Grove, but we're going to be planning a kind of an action directed towards our senators, Wyden and Smith, to basically demand they take responsibility for this war and step up with pushing for immediate withdrawal or some kind of timeline that's legitimate, but start speaking out. And we're going to be doing some long vigils in Eugene, all moving up towards some good stuff on the 11th of September and then also the 24th of September. So,
yeah, that's one thing that has really disturbed me about this whole thing is there are no representatives and no senators really getting involved in this.
Right.
I really can't understand it. Beyond me, I guess.
Well, when I try to hold a good thought about that, I think that that some of them may think, like I don't think you've seen Dennis Kucinich down there, I don't think he's come down. Well, I know that he's on our side, and I wonder if some of them might be thinking, this is your show. They don't want a politician to come down and sort of try to upstage what's going on. That it's a people's movement. We obviously need Congress. In the end, Congress to step up and stop funding it, if nothing else.
Exactly, and they're being very silent about it overall,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. You don't see much. But what's interesting is there's some Republicans that are are stepping up and calling for change.
Yeah, that is encouraging.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see more Republicans. More Democrats do the same, but we'll see. We'll see what you've spurred. You're going to be heading towards Washington, D.C. here pretty soon, and the heat's going to turn up on them. And that's where, of course, building this movement comes in, is that we have to turn the heat up pretty significantly.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to really have to hold our feet to the fire.
Right. So are you there through Wednesday?
Yes, I'm flying home Wednesday if the weather cooperates.
Okay.
I have to fly over to Houston, incidentally. It's George Bush International Airport that I have to fly out of.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's kind of an additional little slap in the face there.
Yes. Well, you can see it as a slap of the face to them, I suppose. You're going to, I don't know why, but.
I understand, though.
Okay, I'm trying. Okay, I'm trying for you here.
It's early.
Yes, it is early. You got that right. So what are your plans today? Anything specific?
There's a press conference coming at 10:30, and I think I'm going to speak about why we need the National Guard at home, and the hurricane kind of like ties into all that. And
uh-huh.
David joined the National Guard, thinking it was the National Guard, and went on some forest fires and loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to speak about the connection of the National Guard to our homeland and not Iraq.
All right, so that's coming up real soon, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
like pretty soon.
10 minutes or something, okay.
No, it's...
Am I off on my time? Oh, yes, I'm two hours off.
It's only 8 o'clock here.
There's not a four-hour difference. That would put you somewhere out in the Caribbean, I think.
Which is not a good place to be probably right now.
No, not at all. And I'm glad you're there, and it looks like you're out of the track of the hurricane once it hits land
yeah.
At this point. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty safe here.
Otherwise, things could get pretty wet. And the water likes to flow off rapidly in those parts of Texas, I know, when they get big rains. So
I was in Texas about 40 years ago for my military basic training in San Antonio at Lackland Air Force Base.
Oh, really?
And I got to tell you that it hasn't changed a bit. It's still flat and hot.
Yeah, they haven't changed that.
Not a bit. It's just... It was about 107 or something like that day before yesterday.
Oh, my.
It was toasty.
Yeah, and as we've said before, the air tends to be thick.
Yes, it was 100% humidity when I first came into the room the other night, and looked on the TV, they listed it as 100% humidity, and it wasn't raining either.
That it seems like how is it possible to be 100%? It's like swimming.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen so many dead crickets and cockroaches either. They must hide in the downspouts and the drains.
Oh, crickets.
The parking lot is just covered with
those black crickets, right?
Yeah, and they're huge. Some of them are 2 inches long.
This is probably of no interest to anybody listening to this, but I spent some time in Texas doing fire prevention just a few years ago, and I remember pulling into a town, I think it's a town called Elgin. Those of us from the West would probably pronounce it Elgin, but they call it Elgin. It's just west of Austin, and I'm driving up the road, and I'm looking ahead of me, and there's this little convenience store gas station up on the right, and it's like this odd color, and it's like, what is that? I get up there, and it is literally covered with crickets, the walls. Anyway. Yes. So anyway, I'm sure that'll...
I was going to say, I'm on the second floor of a motel,
uh-huh.
And at night my screen has got them on it.
Yes, yep. And they are probably in the room, too, would be my guess. And you may bring some back to Oregon with you, because they found a way to get into my luggage, I know, when I was there.
I hope not.
So you want to do a cricket check before... So anyway, this fascinating, fascinating radio here. But we'll let you go, and if it works for you, I will call you again tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Okay. And we appreciate it. I appreciate it, Steve. And have a great and productive day.
Okay, and I appreciate you doing this with us, because we need to get the word out.
Well, we're doing what we can. Of course, I always wish we could do more, but we'll keep doing... If we keep doing what we can, then that'll be a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.